Try that again, brother. You must hit that red button. We had that happen at our home, Gilman. We didn't get the thing recorded, but I'm kind of hoping it'll take tonight. If it messes up again, throw it over my way. I'll work on it.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
There will be no evening in heaven, so I'm just trying to practice myself. So good morning. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of God. It's good to be saved. It's good to be a child of God. It's good to be Christian. My name is Jolly De La Cruz. I have a prayer card back there on the way out. If you'd like to pray for me and for my family, I would like you to get one. And that would help you remember us as we endeavor for the Lord, trying to win souls for Jesus Christ in the Philippines. I'm 27 years old, 10 years ago. Or I can put it this way. I'm 17 years old with 20 years experience. Just to make yourself, you know, feel younger. Anyway, I have a wife and 3 children. They are in the Philippines today. And you pray for us. My team and I are doing church planting. Since May of 2000, we start our first church, and by the grace of God today, we have 7 churches started. And we are on our 8th church. So we are thankful and grateful that God allowed us to see those churches ongoing. And I believe this, the fastest way of reaching the world for Christ is through church planting. Because Christ in His mind and in His heart started a church. And that's what we are doing in the Philippines. You pray for us. We have many needs as you have needs too. But we are in the same team. We are not against each other. We are not in competition. We are just trying to do what God calls us to do. And back home in the Philippines, I wish I could put you on the airplane and fly you over to the Philippines and let you see how blessed you are. Because sometimes we complain because we see things that others have that we don't have. But really, if you compare yourselves to somebody that don't have, then you will bless yourself and you will bless the Lord. And to us Filipinos, United States of America is still the best country in the world. Every day, hundreds and hundreds of Filipinos would line up on the U.S. Embassy in Manila just to get a visa. And 90-95%, I would say, are denied. They want to see your country. I live in a city called Cebu. There are about 2 million in that city. And just, if you close our gate, we have to close our gate and lock it. Because just 3 steps away from that gate, if you open it, that's the main highway. We cannot plant a plant, even a pot. My wife loves plants, but plants don't grow. We don't have space. But here, one of the things I love in this country, the mud hill, I love it. They would say, do you have baseball? Do you have soccer? Do you have football? We don't have that because we don't have much ground in the Philippines. We have basketball. We are short people, but we love basketball. Because you can shoot basketball in your room like here. You can put a ring there and shoot basketball. We don't have that. We don't have much ground. If you put all the islands together in the Philippines, 7,107 islands, if you put those islands together, it's just a little bigger than the state of Arizona. And there are 92 million people in there. And God brought me to the southern part of the islands wherein there's always clash between the Muslim rebels and our government forces. And that island is so, it's always behind when it comes to progress. Because our capital is in the north, and the class, the chaos are always in the south. But God brought me there to start churches. And that's our desire, to see more churches being planted.
Amen.
And you may ask why you are here, Brother Jolly. The Bible tells us two are better than one.
What?
It's always better. Yeah. I am seeking and praying for more partners to pray for us, and if possible, to help us financially, wherein we can do better. We can do faster in our ministry of doing church planting in the Philippines. Well, I know pastor for many years now, Bethel Church helped us for the past 13 years.
Yeah.
And without their support, we could not have the success we have in the Philippines. And let me share this story. In 2004, I was awarded to reach my brother. We are 10 children in the family. I'm the 8th child. So it's good to have a big family, because if they only have 5, I'm not here tonight. So it's a blessing.
Amen.
So, 8 males and 2 females in the family. And I'm the 8th child. Of us 8 males, 7 of us are preachers.
Amen.
And 1 is not a Christian. So, I was so burdened to reach him, and I told the Lord, "Lord, we've been winning people to you. Me and my brothers are winning people to you. And we start churches. I have 2 brothers who pastored 2 churches today. 2 each. And I said, "Lord, we've been winning people to you. We've been serving you. But we still have a brother who is not a Christian. If you allow me, Lord, I will go back to his island, to where he lives. And I will start a church right next to his door." And God gave me the green light to do that. So we packed up and moved and started a church. So when we're ready to have our church, first church service, we let the word out to the community, you know, that we'll have church, pass out gospel tracts and everything. And of course, I invited him and his wife, but they did not came. But I cannot blame them, because nobody came. So, that was our first Sunday. Upon learning that, that nobody came, out of pity to his younger brother, that nobody came that Sunday, the following Sunday, he and his wife and 2 children came.
Praise the Lord.
And that very day, God saved them. And I told myself and my wife, you know, Ma, I called my wife Mama, you know, Ma, if this is the only victory we can have in this place, it's worth it.
Yeah, Lord.
Praise the Lord, that church now runs 80 people, including children, every Sunday. But now that I'm not there, it runs 90. So my wife is a better preacher than me. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but the church is growing, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And next year, Lord willing, I will be starting another church in the next on the other side of the city. You see, there are 2 million people in that place. So just as many. And the need is great, and God is doing, you know, we can just do so much. But with your prayer and help, we can see a harvest of souls. Of course, you know, we can just plant the seed, water the seed. It's only God that can give the increase. But as we prayed together, as we hold our hands together in prayer, as God said, pray for the Lord of the harvest.
Amen.
So that's our desire. So please help pray for us. And of course, one of the things that I come here is to raise some money for our project. Now in the Philippines, we are part of the third world country. In the Philippines, we have very rich and very poor people, not many in the middle. The rich keep the poor people poor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's this country is in that direction.
Yeah, you're right.
Not. But anyway, the rich there keep the poor people poor. And if you want a real property, the price of a real property, like suffer for the lot or land, the price is not based for the poor. It's based for the rich. So we the poor could hardly buy a property because it's too high. Now imagine you earn $8 a day and you have 3 kids and you have to rent a house. $8 a day. That's why we eat rice in the Philippines 3 times. Fish and rice in the morning. And then rice and fish in the evening. And if you don't have rice, if you don't have any fish, we still have one, the third one, memorize. Memorize. Just think you have something to eat. Just memorize. Yeah. I'm glad somebody get it. So praise the Lord. So we need $125,000 for us to have a little, like 500 square meters of lot and build a church house for the Lord. And I've been raising money from our church for the past 2 years in the Philippines. And I raised more than $1,000. And I told the church, if we will continue to do this, we will raise support, we will raise money just from our church, and we need $125,000, it will take us 200 years at least to raise the money. And I said to them, I'll go to the States. Let's ask help. This is not for ourselves, this is for the Lord. So you pray for us. So my church or our church in the Philippines backed up me as I am here. They are back there. Every hour somebody is praying for me.
Amen.
Every single hour. Round the clock, 24 hours, every day. Because we want to see that project being accomplished, because we know we can do better, we can serve God. So much opportunity of ministering to the saints as well as to the sinners.
Amen.
If we can have that place. So please remember us in prayer. All right, let's turn our Bible to Ephesians chapter 2 tonight. Pastor, thank you for this opportunity you've given me. It's always an honor to bring the word of God. The Bible tells us, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Ephesians 2. This is so familiar to us Christians. And I want, by the grace of God and with His help, I want us to hear from heaven tonight, not just from a small Filipino preacher. I want God to speak to our hearts. That's my prayer. That's my desire. Let's all rise if you can. If you're able to do that, let's all stand in honor to the reading of God's word. Ephesians 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. But basically, we will study the whole book of Ephesians tonight. Ephesians 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. Here's what the Bible says. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, in that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, and let us pray. Our loving, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, tonight, what a privilege, Father, Lord, to feast around your table. Lord God, I do pray that you would come down and just touch our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
You promise us where two or three gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst, Lord. And we pray, Father God, help us to realize that you are with us tonight. Help us to feel that precious presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, may we see wondrous things out of these verses, Lord, that we are going to study tonight. I do pray that you help me. Make me and Just use me, Lord, as a blessing. As your mouthpiece, Lord, that as I speak, your people could hear from you. And that we will go out from this place, dear God, rejoicing. Full of spiritual blessings. And give us that grace to apply what we will hear tonight. And dear God, just give me grace to preach. Help me. Because I don't know, Lord, what to do apart from you. Lord, anything that we will accomplish tonight, we promise you, we will give you back the glory, the honor and the praise. Because you alone are worthy. Amen. Father, we thank you and we praise you. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians is one of the prettiest, sweetest book in the Bible to the Christian. If you really study it, I mean, it tells you many things that would really encourage you to look beyond this life.
Right.
If you look verse 4 in chapter 1, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. If you are a born again, true born again believer of Jesus Christ, before this earth was founded, before the stars were placed on the heavens, before the sun, God chose you to be one of his child, one of his children. If you just think of that, what a blessing it is. Among the billions of people in this world, you are one of the chosen. Amen. Ephesians is like Joshua in the Old Testament. He talks about salvation here. As we read chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved. Salvation is by grace. It's in the book. Amen. It's not my doctrine. It's God's doctrine. For by grace are you saved. And the Bible tells us it is the gift. Salvation is a gift. You don't need to do anything but accept the gift. And that gift is the Lord Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Yeah.
Who is that eternal life? Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
Yeah.
Receive Jesus Christ. If you are here tonight, you don't know the Lord as your Savior, accept Christ as your personal Savior tonight. And you will have the gift of salvation from God.
Yeah.
And then our salvation is guarded by God. We are not the one holding it. We are not the one keeping our salvation. It is Him. Amen. It is Him. Now, if you notice, I'm not too good in English. I'm not too good in grammar. English is my second language. But if you notice verse 8, the Bible tells, for by grace are ye saved. Past tense. It's done. Now, if you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, your salvation is done.
Amen.
Don't worry about it.
Amen.
Amen. God guarded it. But of course, there's verse 9, there's verse 10. The Bible tells us in verse 10, for we are His workmanship.
Right.
Now, there are many Christians who confess or profess that they accepted Christ as their Savior, but they stop there. They don't go verse number 10.
Yeah.
My friend, this is the thing that we are going to talk tonight. First of all, when you trusted Christ as your Savior, you have a master.
Amen.
To comply. You are not of your own. I am not of my own. Yes, salvation is free. Yes, salvation is by grace. Yes, salvation is a gift of God.
Bless you, Lord.
But listen to me, please. When you have that gift, God owns you.
Right.
Not just by virtue of creation, God owns us by virtue of redemption.
Right.
God redeemed us from the hands of the devil.
Amen.
And the price he paid for that is his own life.
Amen.
That is why you cannot lose your salvation, friend, because that life you receive is the life of God.
Amen.
That he imparted to you.
Amen.
That's Bible. I'm not teaching any Baptist doctrine or any doctrine here. I'm just preaching the Bible. Because God called me to preach.
Amen.
Eternal life. But when you have that life, friend, listen to me. You are not of your own. You have a master. We have a master to comply.
Amen.
We have a master to submit. We have a master to follow. We have a master to obey. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Amen.
Let us serve the Lord. Let us obey Him. Let us follow Him.
Amen.
There is a saying that I am the captain of my soul. Maybe if you are saved, if you are not saved, but if you are a Christian, if you are a believer of Jesus Christ, you are not a captain no more. Jesus should be the captain of your soul.
Right.
He should be the captain of our soul. Amen. He should be the master of this church, not your pastor. Not anybody else. Not anybody else here. He should be the number one person in this church.
Amen.
Amen. And if this country is right, he should be the number one person in this country.
You're right,
not the president.
That's right.
Not any judge.
Amen.
And same thing in the Philippines. Now, personally, if you have faith, if you trust in Christ, then whether we like it or not, whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not, the fact remains that He is your master.
Amen.
That's why we call Him Lord. 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 Master. And then if you go chapter 3, verse number 7. Ephesians 3, verse 7. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God. Not only that we have the grace of salvation, we have the grace of service.
Yeah.
Grace of service. Paul is saying here, before I was a Pharisee, serving God, knowing that I will please Him through obeying the law. And I, you know, Paul is, I'm the Pharisee of the Pharisees.
Yeah.
You know. But now he said, I am a minister.
Amen.
I am a servant. Mm-hmm. See, I don't understand a lot of preachers, you know, can I impress to somebody, to their church, or to some other preachers that they are somebody. But you know, as a child of God, we are just servants.
Right.
We're just ministers. Paul, I don't know if anybody could surpass the accomplishments that Paul had, except the Lord Jesus Christ, of course. He's the best missionary. He planted many churches. He traveled many places to preach the gospel. He suffered so much for Christ. And yet he said, in verse 7, I was made a servant. I was made a minister. When you have that gift of eternal life, when you have that salvation, when you receive Christ as your Savior, not only that, you got a master to comply, you got a ministry to take care of. Brothers, God called you to be gospel singers. Be faithful to Him. That's your ministry. As you sing, as we listen there to you singing, you are ministering to our hearts. You are uplifting our spirit. You are directing our hearts, preparing our hearts for God to speak. That's your ministry. Take care of that. Every one of us is called to serve God.
Amen.
Not everyone is called to be pastors. Because if everyone is called to be pastors, who will be members? Who will be deacons? God is calling us to a certain ministry. Maybe a church bus driver. Or maybe a Sunday school teacher. Now, every one of us is part of the body of Jesus Christ. And we are called to do certain things to accomplish one thing. And that's to glorify God.
Amen.
It may be a conversion of a little girl. It may be a conversion of a young person. Or maybe an older guy. Or maybe an improvement of the society, whatever it is. Our main goal, like what Brother said, is to just exalt Jesus.
Amen.
Just to glorify God.
Amen.
We are called to serve God. We have a ministry to take care of. I have to take care of the ministry that God gave me.
Amen.
And that's to plant churches. What is your ministry? As a child of God, how long have you been saved? 7 years, 10 years? What's your job in the church? Pew warmer? Just to warm the pew. You got to have a ministry. Maybe visiting, maybe you are good in welcoming visitors. You know, you got a big smile and you can carry a conversation. Be early here. Greet the people. And if you're shy, do something for the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe you'll be the one that will print the, what do you call it? The bulletin. Or maybe you'll be the sound person. Take care of the sound system. We can do something for God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
We are called to serve God. We have a ministry to take care of. As Christians, let us not just be members. Let us be ministers.
Amen.
Let us not just be consumers. Oh, that's a good preaching. But after that, nothing happens. Oh, I love that preaching. But 1 week goes by, 2 weeks go by, nothing happens. Why? We're just consumers. But God calls us not just consumers, but contributors. What is your contribution toward this church? Somebody said, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Amen.
Amen.
Let us not be an audience. Let us be an army. You know chapter 6 of Ephesians. Our problem as a church, we keep the fight in the church. You see, the fight is outside. Amen, church? The fight is not inside the church. The fight is outside the church. Let us be an army for God, not just an audience. An audience, you know, so if somebody stood up and speak, we listen. That's an audience. Now you are an audience. But after listening, God wants you to act. God wants you to do what you heard.
Amen.
Practice what you've heard.
Right.
Amen. Be an army. The Bible tells us, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Yes.
Put on the whole armor of God.
Yeah.
We are in a battle.
Right.
This is not football field. We have a ministry to take care of. And thirdly, I'll draw your attention on this thing. We have a mission to carry out. Look at chapter 2, verse number 1. Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. We have a mission to carry out. Don't you know that once you trusted Christ as your Savior, not only you become a member of His body, you also become His missionary.
Right.
Oh, Brother Jolly, I'm not called to be a missionary. No, you are called to be a missionary. Every one of us is called to be a missionary. I believe on woman preachers, but I don't believe on woman pastors. Because He said, go ye into all the world and preach. And that's including women. Amen? I mean, women preachers preach the gospel. But a woman could have pastor. It's a different thing. The office of the pastor is different. I hope you get it. We are all called to preach. We are all called to preach. Either you are a man or a woman, we are missionaries. We should preach the gospel. Amen? But, again, if we go back to the ministry, God has called us to certain areas of ministry, and only the men are called to serve as pastors. Alright? I hope I'm not presenting a false doctrine here tonight. What I'm saying here is, we are called, everybody is called to preach. We have a mission to carry out. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Everybody is called to do that. Whether a man or a woman. Everybody is called to preach. Well, Brother Jolly, I'm not called to be a missionary. Again, you may not be called to be a missionary to foreign land, but you are called to be a missionary to your neighbor. You are called to be preacher to your neighbor. Preach the word to your neighbor. Brother Jolly, I have no seminary education. There's no seminary in the Bible. The best seminary is this church. Amen? So, learn the Bible. Carry that truth to your neighbor. Be a missionary to your neighbor. And you may ask, who is my neighbor? Well, the answer is Luke chapter 10. Well, friend, the world is spiritually dead. The Bible tells us that we before were dead in trespasses and sins, and God quickened us. Praise the Lord. The world is dead spiritually. They need the life of God.
Amen.
Amen. So carry that life. That's our mission. We are not the life. The life is Jesus Christ. But we are the carrier of the light. That's our mission. We are the carrier of the light. I have to carry the light. Back home, my background is a Catholic faith, you know. Every week, we will light a candle and do a procession from our neighbor's house to the next neighbor. And we will, you know, we will sing songs and pray the rosary and carry the light. I don't know what it means, but I'm just saying here tonight that as Christians, we have the light, which is Jesus Christ. And because Jesus Christ is in us, He said to us, you are the light.
Right.
Amen. So let's carry this light. This is our mission to this dark world. The world is dead. They need the life of God. The world is in darkness. Verse number 2, where in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, in your of nature, the children of wrath, even as others. The world is in darkness. Not only that, the world is in despair. What is in despair? You know, most of us here are adults. When we were teenagers, we feel something, you know, when we see good-looking girls, and so it's the girls, I guess. You know, when they see good-looking guys, they would feel something, you know. You know what I'm talking about? And then, if the guy would decide to court the lady, and if the lady would, you know, do not accept his love, he'll be in despair. You know what I'm saying? In despair. In despair. The world is in despair. Don't you know that the world is not looking for truth?
That's right.
The world is not looking for truth. But you know, every one of us is looking for love. And the church misses that point. We preach the truth. No problem about that. But we should preach the truth in love. Because the world is not looking for truth. The world is not looking for God. In Romans chapter 3. But everyone needs love. That's why if we just show love, then it's easily to show truth. That's why We need to feed them first. Jesus, you know, feed them and then preach to them. The world is in despair. They need love. But my problem is, even here, as a lot of churches, we don't love each other. Jesus said, love one another. And the world will know that you are my, truly my disciples. And we have to carry that love to those who are in despair. A lot of people, they have money, they have positions, but they don't have that love. A lot of families, they have almost everything you could imagine in this world, materials, but they don't have that love.
Amen.
And we need to carry that love, share that love to them. The love of God. The love of Jesus. The world is doomed. Condemned. Ephesians 2 verse number 12. The Bible tells us that at the time you were without Christ. This is the condition of the world. The world is without Christ. Alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. Strangers from the covenants of promise. Having no hope. Now have you noticed that if there's somebody in the hospital and you do your best, you know, to bring them there or bring him there, and then, you know, the doctors work on it, you stay outside, and then after a few hours, the doctor come out and give a report. And maybe you would ask, how is it? How is he? And the doctor would say, well, we do our best. We do what we can. But there's no hope. That's the saddest statement.
Yeah.
And that's the condition of the world. Having no hope.
Yeah.
The world is doomed to hell.
Right.
And you know the answer for that? Is Jesus Christ through this church.
Right.
Physically, He is not here. But we are His body. Physically, we are His missionaries.
Amen.
So this is our mission. We have to carry out this mission to the world. Oswald Smith said, the church that is not seriously involved in helping fulfill the Great Commission has forfeited its biblical right to exist. I'll say that again. The church that is not seriously involved in helping fulfill the Great Commission has forfeited its biblical right to exist. Any church that is not involved in mission has no right to exist. Because mission is the heartbeat of God. It is our duty to evangelize the world the fastest way possible. He said to us, Acts 1 verse number 8, I will give you the Holy Spirit. The power to do, the power that will allow you to do what I ask you to do. Go ye. Be witnesses unto me. In Jerusalem. In Judea. Samaria. And unto the uttermost part of the earth. And we should do it simultaneously. Now church, I don't know in your situation today. But I don't know if you are really involved in worldwide mission. But you may say, yes, we are. If you are, praise the Lord. Back home, I teach our church to be involved in mission. Our average income, I mean, offering, giving every week in that church, $60-$70. I preach on tithing. Return your tithe. If you just tithe, you're not giving. You're just returning. But God is asking you love offerings. And that's the time you give.
Yeah.
And then the third offering we collect is the mission offering. So we have three types of giving in the Philippines. This is Bible. I preach tithing, love offering, and mission giving. Or faith promise offering. We have, in that church, we help 10 missionaries. We have 6 missionaries outside the Philippines. Filipinos who are working, serving the Lord outside the Philippines. We have one in Cambodia. We have one in Vietnam. We have one in Sri Lanka. We have one in Mongolia. We have one in Bangladesh. Why? God's call for the church is to carry the gospel to the whole world.
Amen.
You may ask, how much you help them, brother? How much the church help? We help them $2.50 a month. Too little? Because that's what we can afford. God, as He saw the widow casting her two mites, And Jesus said, of all those people who give, that woman give more. It's not the amount that matters. It's what you can do. Amen. So our church, I teach them, you know, mission work is not just for American churches. Missionary endeavor is not just for churches in America. Mission work is a mission of God's church. Now, if this church, I told them, our church in Cebu City, if this church is God's church, then we must be involved in worldwide missions. That's why I encourage them, let us help missionaries. Well, we don't have, we cannot pay our electric bill. That ministry, it needs about $500 a month to keep that ministry rolling. But praise the Lord, God is blessing us. I mean, just imagine, few people in the church earn $8 a day. But I really challenge them, you know, we don't have much time to do the work of God. We have a mission to carry. And that's to bring the light, to carry the love of God, the life of God to those who need it. And church, it's our duty. Praise the Lord, we can sing about heaven. We are excited about the second coming of Christ, but don't you know, there are still certain group of people, tribes, who did not or who do not hear a clear presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's our duty. My desire when I stand before God, that God would say to me, Jolly, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I don't own a home in the Philippines. I don't own a vehicle in the Philippines. If it rains, we will pick up pails, you know, to catch the rain. Where we live today. I'm not. That's true. But we're excited to see souls being saved.
Amen.
Because the worth of one soul is far, far higher than the treasures of this world.
True.
Amen. I don't know if I can do this, but would you mind, brother, if I borrow your guitar?
Go ahead.
I'm not a good singer, but I just want to praise the Lord. Do I still have time, Pastor?
Yeah. Right ahead, brother.
I'm not a good singer. I'm a sinner, saved by grace. But I can make a joyful noise, I guess. So, I'll try to do this. First of all, I'll do this song for the Lord. And if you can understand it, then this is for you too. It's been a long time I sing this song. I just copied this song from the internet yesterday. But this is about mission. You were there with me. We walk upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing. Someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man. He was smiling as he came. He said, friend, you may not know me now. But then he said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school. I was only 8. Every week we would say our prayer before the class would start. One day when you say that prayer, I ask Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am alive, that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Times that you gave. Then another man stood before you, said, remember the time. A missionary came to your church, and his pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, that's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am alive, that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. One by one they came, far as the eye could see. His life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you have done, sacrifices made. All this on the earth, heaven now proclaim. I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry. I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes. 'Cause Jesus took your hand, and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you. Great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am alive, that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so, so glad you gave. In heaven, when we reach there, I'm sure it's not long. If you are helping, if you are doing worldwide missions, if you've partnered with Filipino missionaries or a missionary that is doing a mission work in the Philippines, when we reach heaven, somebody would grab your arm and you say, brother, you don't know me, but I'm so and so. I got saved through the ministry of, let's just say, through the ministry of Brother Jolly. And I'm just want to thank you for helping him, for praying for him. Yes. And because of your help and prayer, he was able to go to my home,
yeah,
knock on my door, mm-hmm, and share to me the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen, Brother Jolly.
Thank you, brother. This song talks about mission work. So church, we have a master to comply. We have a ministry to take care of. Let's support the ministry of this church. Let's support the vision of this pastor. And we have a mission to carry out.
Amen.
Share the life of God carry the light of God, bring the love of God
Amen.
To the world. Let us pray. Lord, salamat nining takna sa kagabhion. Salamat sa imong kaayo, Ginoo. Salamat sa nisahe mong gihatag. Dalay ko ikaw sa lahat katapusan. Father God, we do praise you. We do thank you, Lord, for the message you have given to us tonight. Father God, if there's anybody here who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, may this be the day of his salvation, Lord. And I do pray, Lord, for every Christian that's here tonight, that, Lord, help us that we will do our job as members of this church. And we will do our job, Lord, as Christian. And we will do our job to carry out the love of God, to preach the gospel, the truth to the world. Help us, Lord, to share what we know about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. We praise and we thank you again. We give you back the glory, the honor and the praise, even the worship, Lord, we have tonight. For these things, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let me get that thing off of you there, and I'll get these singers up here. The Bible said where there's no vision, people perish. That ain't talking about television. It's not talking about the news channel. It's talking about like he's preaching tonight. We need to be made aware of the fact that America... it's not all there is to it. I've lived in America all my life. And he said everybody over in the Philippines wants to get over here. But I tell you what's over here ought to be concerned about what's over there too. God has truly blessed this country out of America. Every missionary has proceeded from America to go to places like the Philippines, to go to places like Jamaica, go to places like China and Japan, Russia. Win people to the Lord for one purpose, for the furtherance of the gospel, that people can get saved. And we're blessed in America, spoiled in America, gospel saturated in America. I certainly appreciate the message tonight. That stirred my soul, reminded me. That's what we need to be doing, is continually reminded of why we're down here. I remember the day I got saved and heaven came down. I just knew when I opened my eyes that I'd be in heaven. And when I opened my eyes, I wasn't in heaven. I wondered. I thought, why am I not in heaven? And I thought, there must be something God wants me to do. I certainly identify with what the preacher said tonight, right straight out of the Word of God. And some things may be for some hard to be understood, but I appreciate what he said tonight. And I appreciate these singers tonight. I don't know how the Lord is moving tonight. I just know he's moving. I'd like to ask the singers to come. That last song that they sung, I really like that. And you're going to miss out on that if you don't get in the family of God. I know we've got lost people here tonight. And I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Now, we've heard singing about heaven. We've heard preaching about heaven. I'll tell you what, everybody's not going to heaven. But everybody can go. There's plenty of room up there. Everybody's happy up there. And the first time I ever heard that song, Brother Jolly sung, I just pulled in the parking lot out there at R. Donnelly and Sons, and I literally could not go into the workplace until I heard it all. And then after hearing it all, I wept so much, I finally ended up being late going in. But how true that song is. One day, we'll realize what part we had in people getting saved. You may not realize what a little, like he said, what was it, $2 and something a month that they give. That little bit they give gets a lot done. And we think you got to be able to give some big check, right? Some big amount. That'd be great. But even if you could just give a little, it'd be a blessing too. We'll let these singers, I don't remember the name of that last song y'all sung. Glory Land. Glory Land. I was going to say Glory something, but I want you to go to Glory Land. You need to get saved tonight. Why don't you come up here, me and this preacher. Get down and pray with you. You can get a... you can get a home in Glory Land tonight.
If you have friends in Glory Land who have because of pains, there'll be no pain in
Singers, they've got CDs back there in the back, and maybe you might be interested in getting some of them. I'm sure they'd be a blessing to them. I appreciate them coming, bestowing the blessing on us. This missionary here tonight, if you want to correspond with him, I'm sure you can talk to him after the service tonight and get information like how to help in this matter. It's a great need, and I feel compelled myself. I was part of Bethel, a faith mission offering. I put it in my heart I was going to give $20 a month, and I did that the whole time that I was at Bethel Church. And this church does give to mission. We've got one mission area that we support, and we're a little church, but I certainly don't want to make no excuse. I'm definitely interested in saying, how much can you give, Brother Eddie? I think we're to give all we can. Because, like he said, the worth of one soul, it'd be worth it all. And I certainly appreciate everything that he said. I appreciate every song that they've sung. And I'd like to ask him, it's 6:30, I'd like to ask him to sing maybe two more songs. If you're here tonight lost, this is an extended opportunity for you to get saved tonight. This whole service has been for one purpose, to reach lost people. The missionary, his whole life, he's been exerted. He's exhausted himself trying to find that one nearest hell, trying to pull him out of the flame, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. I believe what Jude says it. And I'll tell you what, buddy. We got to get our eyes open to the reality of fact. Everybody ain't going to heaven. We got to find them before death finds them, because it's come to swallow up those that are dear to you. And after death has came, it leaves the home empty. But I tell you what, if that person's saved, at least you got a thread of hope that'll cushion the blow. Amen. Appreciate these young people. I believe somebody's worked with these young people. Boy, what a blessing it is to see them standing up there. They've been well trained, and they're doing good. I appreciate these young people. That's a real blessing to me. I love young people. I like to see people get started serving God in their youth. I didn't get started until I was 34 years old. But I appreciate them. Y'all sing a couple more, and then
come on, child. This here is a man of the CD, and not that we're promoting it or nothing, but one of these days, Jesus is going to look over, or God's going to look over Jesus, and he's going to say, go get my children.
Yeah.
And bring them home. And we just actually listen to the song.
There is a cloud awaiting in the skies of heaven, with the force of a trumpet in the coming. You can almost hear the singing and the angels rejoicing that I take a home child to be to Lord and this world is over. Till I hear out my hand and the air that you're for I found the faithful child. For I found the blood. What a beautiful day that will be when Jesus will see. We don't have to look. The last of me is really yours. I want to see from face to face. We'll be known as we are known as best when we hear him say it to you. Like the moon child, this world is all over. Your dearest friend, and okay, all the way down there on the end, playing the bass is our brother, and he is actually a brother, and I can say he's a double brother because he's brother naturally, and he's brother spiritually.
Amen.
And we've all been born again, bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God for that. But anyway, his name is Larry Mundy. And the young lady standing beside him is Faith Mundy. Usually Johnny Mundy standing there. But anyway, he's on his way to Florida. And I'm sure he's praying for us. But anyway, the guy standing next to her is our dad and their grandpa. And his name is Brother Gilbert Mundy. Usually my wife's standing here. And anyway, she's homesick. But her name is Edith Mundy. And this lady beside me, young lady beside me, is Ashley Mundy. And we thank the Lord for these two helping us out tonight.
And the one that's been doing all the talking, they started it in 94 with the Bluegrass Inspirations. Dad done all the talking. Dwayne started preaching since then, so when we started this night here, we started Dwayne Lewis. That's our brother, Dwayne Mundy.
We make up the Mundy Family Gospel Singers. And we started out last year, like we said, going by the Bluegrass Inspirations, and we changed because people wanted us to do bluegrass. And like, what's that song from Tennessee? Like Party Mountain Breakdown and Shindig songs.
Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Blue Moon of Kentucky and stuff like that. And we don't do that. We sing for the Lord, that's it. And so we changed our name to Mundy Family Gospel Singers because that's all we do is gospel. But they want us to do other stuff. And if you want us to go out there and tell you about Blue Moon of Kentucky, there's a Blue Moon of Kentucky I can tell you about. His name is Jesus. But he made it. But anyway, that's the reason why we changed our names. But anyway, we're all been born again. But you know, this next song, the Lord gave me the last song. He gave me this song too. We just wrote it down on paper. He's the one that gave it to us. But you know, if you're going through a battle and you're going through a storm or whatever, You know, we, just like the brother talked about, one of these days somebody's going to come up from heaven and say thank you. But if you're going through something, you know, let me just tell you and encourage you, hang in there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've got a friend that was still closer than a brother. He'll go all the way to the end with you.
Yeah, brother.
And when the end comes, when the time comes, if you're born again, and you're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, there is no end to you. And if you ain't, then you can meet this friend tonight. His name is Jesus. We just ask you to listen to a song.
Bless the Lord.
No greater love than no man that will do this for you. I see you trying to make it, and you will make it through. Now I lay down my life for you, every day is a rose again. That's why you can call me your dear. Father and your mother, sister and your brother, I will be with you until the end. I'll never leave you or forsake you. That's why you call me your dearest friend. I'll be closer than a brother and a brother or a mother, cause you. I wrote your name in blood, covered it with love. That's why you call me your dearest friend. I'll be your father and your mother, sister and your brother. I'll be with you until the end. I'll never leave you or forsake you. That's why you call me your dearest friend. That's why you call me your dearest friend.
Amen. I'll still say the same thing I said at the beginning. If you didn't bring something to put a blessing in tonight, you probably missed out on one, but I've been blessed. Old song says, I am blessed. And I'll tell you what, boy, God's in the blessing business. He said in the book of Malachi, he said, try me and prove me and see if I'll not pour out a blessing that the room cannot contain. That's the kind of blessings God gives, blessings that rooms can't contain. And sometimes you get down out, you'll just stop and count your blessings. You start counting them, it'll be more than you realize. And I appreciate these young girls tonight. That one there, her name was Faith. The Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we please the Lord tonight. She's here tonight. And like I say, I love everybody. Preacher preached tonight about love. The Bible said hereby we know we pass from life unto death because we love the brethren. That's one of the evidence of being saved. You get a godly love. I didn't love nobody but Eddie Wade till I got saved. But after I got saved, Eddie Wade was last on the list of people that I loved. I love Jesus supremely. I love others second and yourself last. That's how you spell joy. And it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Maybe somebody got something on their heart tonight. We've been long. I don't mind it. Seems like everything you go and get surgery, tell the doctor, doctor, you got 30 seconds to do open heart surgery. Get at it. No, you tell him take as long as needful. That's where we're at tonight. Maybe somebody's got something on your heart. Well, let's not just beat everybody with the head.
Well, I really enjoyed the service tonight and the little girls singing.
Wasn't that good?
Missionaries. That was really a blessing, you know.
Amen, sister.
I really understand where he's coming from.
Yeah. He saw things we've not seen. We hear about him, we wonder, but he's been there. He's seen it with his own eyes. He brought a report to us, and I appreciate what he said tonight. It's good to be moved, especially be moved to go beyond what you're able, to do great exploits for God. And that God's always interested in things you can't do. Moses said, I can't. God used him anyway. And Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. And Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And when you think God, think big. He'll take two fishes, five barley loaves, feed 5,000, have 12 baskets left over. He operates on little things. Appreciate the missionary. Appreciate the singers tonight. Well, it's a blessing. Have your family stand up and sing with you. Amen. Joy the things of God supremely. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What you got there, honey? You got something on your heart? What you got, Faith?
Pray for my auntie. She broke her finger.
We'll do that, sweetie. Pray for that. Pray for her aunt. She said she broke her finger. And I appreciate her making that request. She showed she's got God in her. Amen. I remember my youngest granddaughter come to me and asked me to pray for her grandmother. She was sick. And boy, she walked in on her pop, her grandpa, many times of praying. She knew I was a praying man. And I appreciate her asking me that. What you got, sweetie?
Remember me and my family and my aunt.
All right, we'll do that. She said remember her and her family. Remember her aunt also. Anybody got anything tonight?
Good to have the Mondays back with us. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
See him and love and appreciate him. And appreciate you saying. Good to see the little girl.
Yeah.
That's really been a blessing. I've only been a blessing to me here tonight. Appreciate the missionary. Are you
going to
pass the hat to the missionary there?
It's back there in the back. I want to get that offering plate back there in the back, Brother Bobby, and bring it up here.
Don't forget the CD too or tape.
Yeah, I'll get the CD back in the back. Brother Melvin made a noble suggestion there we take up for the missionary tonight. He just done what I wanted to do. And how much do you give, Brother Eddie? Let the Lord lead. The biggest thing in my billfold right here isn't that counterfeit $1 billion bill I got in there. But I wished it was real. I could give it tonight, show y'all how much I'm interested in helping missions. This is the biggest thing I had in there. I'm not wealthy, not worthy, just saved. What do they need to make a check out to, Brother Jolly, if they make it out to what's on that card there? It's
De La Cruz.
Yeah, it's on that card, Jolly De La Cruz. And we'll take up this offering here in just a minute. I want to pray and ask the Lord to bless it. Lord, we're humbled tonight, Lord, at the opportunity to give to such a work. Lord, it's what we've heard tonight. And Lord, we certainly can't do what Brother Jolly does. Lord, he's in the work. He's in the battle. I appreciate the things he shared with us tonight. And I'll never forget, Lord, the statement he made that the battle's not in the church. The battle's outside the church. And we're the army of God to go out and get in there in that battle and win souls for God. And help us, Lord, I pray, with that thought, Lord, not to fight amongst ourselves, but, Lord, rather, Lord, to draw unity and strength from each other and go out, Lord, and like our Lord and Savior, conquer, Lord, for the glory of God. Lord, strongholds that the enemy has, let us find the meth house. Let us find the bootlegger. Let us find the prostitute. Let us find them that are destitute, the word and love of God. And let us richly bring them the good news that Jesus come in this world to save sinners. Lord, bless this offering tonight. Lord, as meagerly as we give, I pray you'll bless it supremely. We thank you, Father, and the privilege to give, Lord, I pray, Lord, dear God, you bless those that have and those that have not to give. In Jesus' blessed name, we ask it all. Amen. Brother Bobby, would you please take up the offering tonight? This is just an opportunity to give to the missionary tonight. You won't see him again. He's going back to the Philippines in December. December the 2nd, I believe he said he's going back to the Philippines. What a blessing it's been to have him with us. I've been extremely honored here tonight with the singing and the preaching. And it's been a blessing, amen, just to step aside and soak in. It seems like since I've been pastor, all I've been doing is pouring out. It's good to take some in. It's good to sit down and to hear the Word of God expounded upon, amen. I've heard it said about the book of Ephesians, it's the Grand Canyon of the Bible. There's so much in there. And appreciate the preacher tonight. Appreciate the singers.
What's the address, name, and all on here? Somebody owes money.
Yeah.
Per month or whatever, too. And,
yeah. Yeah, those cards there is a way of corresponding with Brother Jolly. And it'd be a blessing to him get a letter or get a something, maybe just to know, you send a letter, just say, I love you, brother, I'm praying for you. Maybe you can put a little something in there and say, maybe you can put this to good use for the glory of God. And appreciate him sharing his burden with us. In the book of Acts, there's a man in Macedonia, Paul, seen in a vision, a man in Macedonia, and he said, come help us. That's the missionary call.
Amen.
Come help us.
Macedonian call.
Macedonian call, yeah. And if nobody's got nothing on your heart tonight, we'll ask everybody to stand. I appreciate you coming. I love you in the Lord. We just got a small part in the big work of God. Each one of us needs to do our part. But I get Brother Bobby, if he would, please dismiss us in prayer tonight. And ask Brother Jolly and the singers, if they would, go back there at the door. And you can shake their hand. And you can correspond with them however you want to. I'd like to ask Brother Jolly and the singers to go back there at the door, at least one of the singers. Go back there, maybe somebody get a CD. And Brother Bobby, if you would, please dismiss us. Word of prayer. Thank you for coming tonight.